Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey everyone, it's Boomer and Geo, and if you're into New York sports or you want straight talk about what's really going on in the sports world, Boomer and Geo is your show.
We're covering it all. Yankees wins, Giants drama, national headlines, and whatever chaos the day brings on the field and off.
No filler, no filters, just real conversation, and believe me, plenty of laughs every weekday morning.
We don't hold back, and we don't waste your time. We get to what actually matters.
That's Boomer and Geo, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Giants sure to get their first win, not so fast. We talked about the offense last week not being sustainable. You saw that last night in what was an all-too-familiar effort from the New York Giants.
Honestly, this is just ridiculous what we have to sit through and watch this nonsense. It really is embarrassing, and it's even worse when it's national, when there's a national televised game and there's 30,000 Chiefs fans and they take over the joint, and this is not me calling out Giant fans. I don't blame you. There's really not a whole lot to cheer about. It is just a listless, pathetic, sad erosion of a once proud franchise. And, you know, and listen, we all know that it's going to eventually turn into Dart. You and I, we're going to have the conversation. But, like, this notion that Jackson Dart is the golden ticket for a head coach who hasn't shown really anything for years is to me, it's almost laughable. Like, what do the Giants do well? Can somebody tell me what they do well? I mean, this is now multiple times where the kicker's jacked up. Even the most basic thing, Sal.
Yeah.
Like, you watch this team and you're like, my God, it's a combination of boring and embarrassing, and it's just awful, and the Giant fan deserves so much better. It is a joke what the Giants are.
Did Malik Nabers play last night?
It's ridiculous. They couldn't even target him.
Okay, but so this is the point that we go back to. We're not going to keep having the same conversations every week. Like, I can't do it, you can't do it. We'll talk about something else and make it more
entertaining. I'm already at my wit's end with this.
Yeah,
I think everybody is.
I get it. Nobody wants to watch that nonsense. Like, outside of Scadaboo, who was at least fun to watch.
Yeah,
but even with that, like, come on, man. You got to be able to score more points or build off of what they did in week two. We knew it was not sustainable, certainly not to that level, but could they build a little bit off of it? They couldn't. Russell Wilson was bad. The offense overall is bad. The defense is not as good as it's supposed to be. Abdul Carter can't make big plays the way why they're trying to play him inside to me makes no sense. And then when he does get free, he's not being able to make the plays. So, I mean, 3 weeks.
It's done nothing.
3 weeks in.
It's quiet.
Like, something's got to give here. I mean, something's got to give for the New York Football Giants. What the hell is going on here? And that does lead us to the Jackson Dart conversation. Like, we all, and this is a conversation that we had in the offseason, and it does predate Dable with the Giants' follies and drafting this guy and that guy when they should. And then you look elsewhere with Barkley and Daniel Jones, and we'll get to him later on. But, like, all these things add up to what has been an unmitigated disaster for the Giants for years, which leads to the final salvo of this regime, and it's something we discussed last year when they decided to keep Shane and Dable. Well, what happens if they draft a young quarterback and you have this regime who doesn't get off to a good start? Shocking! Here we are, 3 weeks in, the Giants are 0-3. What a shock! What a shock! And now it's going to be, and it has been for the most part, all about Jackson Dart, who had an exciting preseason. But not only is it about Dart, BT, it's about, will Dart come in whenever he does and then do enough with Brian Dable and Joe Shane to justify keeping this together? Otherwise, you have a different problem next year.
Yep.
With the rookie quarterback or young quarterback that this regime drafted.
Yeah.
That's going to be taken over by, at the very least, a new head coach.
Yeah, well, think about this. Organizations that are in a bad spot, they complicate everything. Like, they really do. I mean, when there's a chance for a clean break and a new identity and a new philosophy, you have to take it. And you know, listen, the Giants decided to bring back Brian Daboll, bring back Joe Shane, when the evidence was overwhelmingly in the other direction. And, like, I really hate that we have to have this conversation. You're right, and we can't do this every single week. I mean, who the hell wants to sit here and have 17 weeks of fire Daboll, get rid of Shane, play Jackson Dart? But, I mean, I really don't know what else there is to grasp that. Like, I wish they were, yeah, I mean, we could take it through the sequence at the goal line when Russell Wilson's throwing the ball in the tunnel, then throwing the ball off the goal post, and then doing some ridiculous benign four-yard run. What a horrible play call that was. We can talk about that. We can talk about how Patrick Mahomes rips the football away from Okereke with a chance for the Giants to steal something. Of course we could talk about that. But does it really, really matter at the end of the day? I don't think that it does. Because the Giants, as Sal just said, and we have had the conversation a million times, we warned you when you decided to bring back Daboll, you've got a situation now that is 9 levels extra complicated. If he's fired, does the new guy want Dart? If he's fired, does Shane stay? It is just an unmitigated mess.
But now before we get there, which is maybe the inevitable conclusion to this season, we need to see what Jackson Dart is. So, and then like the conversation about, well, when should they start him? I was always of the belief of, it's not about the play of Russell Wilson. I'm still about that. Even though they were talking about it on the broadcast last night, like, just because Russell Wilson threw for 450 yards in week two doesn't mean, well, now you keep Jackson Dart at bay. And now because Russell Wilson looked awful last night, it's, oh, let's go with Jackson Dart. What is the primary goal for the New York Football Giants this year? They foolishly thought they had a team that could win some games. Wrong. You're DOA at 0-3. It's over. Not to mention the schedule, but like it's over. So they thought that they could try to do both. Win some football games with a veteran quarterback while developing your younger player. Is their goal to try to win some games and become relevant and give the fans some excitement now before this thing gets out of control? If it is, then you got to turn the keys over to Jackson Dart. If it's just about developing Jackson Dart, then I have two questions for you. Well, number one, do you trust Daboll and Shane to know when he's ready or when he's not? And number two, what is the best way to develop him? I don't have the answers for that. I would always say sit longer than not.
Yeah.
I'm not forcing him in just to try to win a ball game. But when you watch him play, like even last night when they used him, I thought it was good to use him. And the Giants were moving. They took him off the field, and that was it.
I know.
It stopped.
I know.
Like, I would have just kept at least ride him out for the rest of that drive.
Even that doesn't seem like they have a real plan. It's like they're just kind of reacting. And again, I'm not trying to be disrespectful because I know that they do have a plan. It's just not a good one. But it's not like they just go into the game and say, eh, maybe we'll play Dart. Eh, maybe we won't play Dart.
No, they know.
They've got it mapped out. Again, that's why I'm not trying to be unfair to the staff here. But yeah, it just seems a little disjointed, like when they put him in, even when they wedged him in the first time.
Yeah, that made no sense.
And we were sitting there saying that's just a very, you know, Russell Wilson's bold and moving the football, and the Giants have a good right. flow on offense, and they put Jackson Dart in at the worst time.
Let me ask you it this way. Just you and I having a conversation here. Who do you think gives the Giants the best chance to move the football consistently?
I think it's going to be Dart because of his legs.
Me too. Now, that doesn't mean that I go to him right now, mm-hmm. but I think it's clear that, you know, last night I was rooting for the Chiefs because I picked the Chiefs to win or whatever. From my perspective, just to give you a different perspective for a second, anti-Giants in this particular game, when Dart was in and they were moving the football, as somebody was rooting for the Chiefs in that spot, I wanted to see Dart off the field, which means that he was the right guy to keep on the field because the way the Giants are moving the ball and being the dual threat that he is. Like, at some point, he's going to start throwing the ball, and then we'll really see. Now, we don't know what Jackson Dart is. He could turn out to be a bust. He could turn out to be a Hall of Famer. You have no idea. My feeling, though, is that he's going to give them a better chance to move the football consistently. There are many more areas of the game that, you know, special teams have been a disaster for the Giants. Can't even get a healthy kicker here.
It's really amazing.
Defense,
I mean, come on.
Yeah, if Dart does go out there and score, like, he can't score more points than Russell Wilson did a week ago, and they still lost the game. So that doesn't mean that they're going to win more games. I'm just saying that I would feel better about the offense being potentially more consistent with the dual threat read option offense of Jackson Dart.
So would I. But, you know, I think the fear here, Sal, right. this to me, this is the most dangerous part of the situation. is anything that's going to be done with Dart and the insertion of Dart, which is inevitable. We're just having the discussion when. It can't be to placate fans. It can't be to change the tone in the stadium, to turn the anger into cheers. You can't do that. Now, that I'm not saying that it won't change the tone if he comes in and plays well, but the motivation can't be to just shut the Giant
right,
fan up
right.
and save your own ass, because that could destroy the kid.
Well, that's kind of the point. So, okay, while we could acknowledge that maybe their offense might be more consistent, certainly more exciting, just the new toy, unleash him, let's see what he's got. We need to evaluate him and Dable, and that's it for Dable once and for all. However, is that the best way to develop him? Boldy said it with us a couple of weeks ago. Hey, why are we waiting? Let's go see what he can do. You look around the league, not just this year, I'm talking about historically, like rookie quarterbacks can play and have some success. So there is no right or wrong definitive black or white answer. Each individual, each system, each circumstance is different. For me, I would wait as long as I could. The season is lost. We know that. So it's not then just about trying to move the football consistently and give the fans a little bit of excitement. That will happen sooner than later. I want to make sure that when I do bring Jackson Dart in,
yep,
he's 1,000% ready to take over. Now, do you ever really know until it's your team?
No, but you have a sense of how he absorbs things in the building. You have a sense of...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey everyone, it's Boomer and Geo, and if you're into New York sports or you want straight talk about what's really going on in the sports world, Boomer and Geo is your show.
We're covering it all, Yankees wins, Giants drama, national headlines, and whatever chaos the day brings on the field and off.
No filler, no filters, just real conversation, and believe me, plenty of laughs every weekday morning.
We don't hold back, and we don't waste your time. We get to what actually matters.
That's Boomer and Geo, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
How his teammates react to him. You can give yourself a good chance to, before you roll him out there, to know if he's kind of ready. And then listen, obviously the speed is different and the complexity of the game is very different. So you can't 100% determine if he's fully ready. But from a maturity perspective, you have a pretty good sense of, and I do think he's kind of ready, but I still wouldn't throw him out there. I'll tell you what, here's a curveball. I'd probably throw Jameis out there for a game or two.
Yeah.
I really would.
I mean,
that sequence.
But then that's about Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson, that sequence, that may have been the worst quarterbacking sequence in the history of football.
I know, but dude, Jameis.
That was disgraceful.
Jameis is a pick machine. I know that, but he threw for 450 yards last week. Like, I'm just saying that there are ups and downs that we got to live with. He was awful last night. Like, not even throwing the ball, and not even giving your team a chance.
No.
Like, what are you doing throwing the camera well or whatever it may be?
I know, into the tunnel, then he hits the crossbar. Right. I mean, it was just embarrassingly bad.
Yeah, I get it. And look, I want to get back to what I felt was my core belief of when to turn the thing over, whether it's going to be against the Niners in week 9, whether it would be around the bye week. I don't think that they could last that long now with the way that things have gone here. But even I certainly wouldn't start Dart this week against the Chargers.
No, what about the Saints?
And I probably wouldn't do it then. Now, assuming that, let's say they lose to the Chargers, I mean.
What an assumption.
Well, I mean, who knows?
Lay the points. I don't even know what they are. Lay them.
Anything could happen, but you have to based on common sense. By the way, both the Jets and Giants could have had Harbaugh.
And yeah.
I remember saying
well,
it for
years. Well, we talked about that.
He predating us 100%. Like, that's the difference that a coach makes. So when you sit here and wonder why neither team has a win and why they've been flailing all over themselves trying to figure out a head coach, because you didn't want to hire the right guy who could have been had. Harbaugh wanted the job. You didn't want to hire him. And look what he's done already in 2 years with the job. Like, it's just mind-numbingly stupid to go keep hiring young guys, the unknown commodities here in New York, and it just continues to fail. Anyway, I'm not even so sure that I would do it before the Eagles game. Like, if you do it with the Saints, now you're turning it over to him ahead of two of three matchups with the Eagles, and the one in between is at Denver, which is not going to be. I would probably wait to week nine, regardless of what happens with Russell Wilson or the results, to go to Jackson.
Look at where we're at.
That's bad, dude.
Look at where we are.
Yeah.
And
we'll get to the Jets.
Football is just miserable.
Well, if you watch the locals, yeah. BT and Sal on the Fan, or friends at Town Fair Tire, remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Patrick is in Melville starting us off. What's up, Patrick?
Hey, Pat.
Hey, guys. How you doing? So,
what's up?
You know, I think all Giant fans, including myself, basically got duped by the preseason. We actually thought that this team was a base fundamentally good team. Now, before the season, we all looked at the schedule and were like, yeah, they're going to be 1-7, 1-8 in the first nine games, and that's exactly how it's going to turn out. Now, I just think we just thought dark, because the reason why, it's not even because of Russell Wilson. It's just a question of, we know the inevitable. We might as well let the kid take his lumps and actually see what he has and just give him as much
money
as
possible. No, Patrick, hold on. Pat. That's the wrong mentality. Now, if you want to play him, I respect that. And I know you're not alone, but when you say, like, that's cavalier, let him take his lumps and figure it out. When you take your lumps and they're too big of lumps and it's the wrong situation, the damage could be irreparable.
You
have to factor this in, guys.
Yeah, you risk ruining him. Now, again, we don't know. None of us. Well, I'm talking about me, you, callers, listeners. We don't know. I don't even know if the Giants themselves know, and that's even the scariest thing. Like, we're at a spot now. We got to trust Brian Daboll and Joe Shane. This is not year two where it's like, okay, we'll trust them to fire the bullet when they know it's right time to go with Jackson Dart. Dude, they're fighting for survival here. At the very least, Brian Daboll is. You know, remember, because last year we heard that there was thought about keeping Shane and getting rid of Daboll, which is the only reason why I'm not tying them together, which, by the way, I also think is another mistake on top of it, letting Joe Shane pick a head coach. It's a mess every which way possible. However, you can't just say, well, throw him in the wolf, see what he's got. We've seen many quarterbacks before fail that way. That's why I'm not doing that, regardless of how ugly it gets with Russell Wilson, with Jameis, with the fans yelling for Dart. I'm not doing it, if I'm the Giants, until I know that he's coming out there and putting him in the best position to succeed.
I'm with you. You know, now, when that date is, when that week is, it's obviously fluid and you know, we've given you several examples of when we think it would be a good fit to do it. But, you know, this just can't be a Hail Mary to shut everybody up. That's what really worries me. And again, it can't just be, I'm bored, I can't watch this anymore. And by the way, I get it. We get it. We understand it. It is just miserable watching this. Both of these teams, they are just garbage. It's unacceptably bad. And it's been bad for so long. We feel you. We know it. But you can't just throw them out there just to pass the time to make it more exciting. Because if you do that, the future could be bleak as well if you destroy the kid.
John is calling from Danbury, Connecticut. What's up, John?
God, John.
I mean, it's like Groundhog Day. Another putrid offensive performance. The defense is all right. It wasn't terrible, holding the 22 points. But it's just like deja vu all over again. There is no trust in this regime. And to your point, I don't trust them to put Dart out there. They're going to ruin the kid. There's been no creativity on the offense. I don't care what quarterback you put out there. And then you look at the whole Daniel Jones situation. I hate to bring this up, but now he's got a similar situation of what he was with the Giants, where he had a great running back. You know, the offensive line wasn't great, but look what he's doing compared to what he didn't do in New York.
Yeah.
It's the coach's fault.
But I
don't trust them to put Dart out there, plain and simple. I know it has to happen. We have to see what this kid is made of at some point, but this regime has got to go. It's over at this point.
Think about what you're saying, John. I think you're onto something. Thank you for the call. It's not about the quarterback. Like, right now, we're making it about Jackson Dart because we're excited about it. That's how it was years ago with Daniel Jones. And we've seen Daniel Jones have some success, but obviously not nearly enough. Mm. And now look at what he's doing in three games with the Indianapolis Colts. So it's clearly not just about the quarterback. It's clearly not about Saquon Barkley not building around a running back. Like, there are issues here that the Giants have inherently that are problematic. They scored, like, Jackson Dart, if he were on the offense, would not have scored as many points as Russell Wilson did a week ago in Dallas. He can't do those things. Now, he would have done it differently, more sustainable, sure. But they still lost that game. So, obviously, it's not. I know we're going to talk about Dart, and that's what it seems like it's all about. It's only because that's the last line of hope that could be tangible. But in reality, it's much, much bigger and deeper than just the quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, that's the easiest part of the discussion. Hey, when should Dart play? Let's watch the kid. Hey, put him up, come on, put him in, let's go. The deeper, tougher, but more accurate part of the conversation is all the other things. When you lift up the hood of the New York Giants, it has been a decade plus of bad drafts, bad hires, poor player development, not enough either, winning players and all in attitude. If you could do it wrong, they've done it wrong.
Okay. Now, when we come back, and we'll continue with the calls here, I understand there's going to be an overwhelmingly negative Monday. Rightfully so. Like, we just gotten used to it with the Jets and Giants and all that stuff, and we'll get into the Jets in a little bit. I am, though, going to paint the positive side, because there is still a possibility.
For the Giants?
Correct.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey everyone, it's Boomer and Geo, and if you're into New York sports or you want straight talk about what's really going on in the sports world, Boomer and Geo is your show.
We're covering it all. Yankees wins, Giants drama, national headlines, and whatever chaos the day brings on the field and off.
No filler, no filters, just real conversation, and believe me, plenty of laughs every weekday morning.
We don't hold back, and we don't waste your time. We get to what actually matters.
That's Boomer and Geo, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.